producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Decided he needs to chip in and throw in his two cents on Donald Trump and the 9/11 celebrations. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to this hour of the show. So, yes, it's true. People revere Rudy Giuliani, if you remember, in the sense of what he did when he was the mayor of New York during 9/11, how he handled it. It really, in a sad way, put him on the map. Remember, he ran for president, etc. I was there when he was the mayor of New York City, and I watched what happened. I was on the air, WFAN, when New York went down, when we had the World Trade Centers attacked, and then what subsequently happened in Washington, D.C., and in that field in Shanksville. So Rudy Giuliani says that there were a few pockets of celebration in New York City among Muslims celebrating the attacks on the World Trade Centers, which is what I said a couple of days ago on the air. I was there. I saw that. I mentioned seeing that there were some celebrations, but they weren't big celebrations. I mean, they weren't thousands of people. So Giuliani said that he just believes that Trump is exaggerating with the claim of seeing thousands of people celebrating in Jersey after the attacks. But he did say, yeah, there was some celebrating. It's true. We had pockets of celebrations. Hey, some in Queens, some in Brooklyn. But it wasn't large numbers of people. It would more likely be 10 to 40, which is what I saw. I saw what he's talking about in Queens because I'd go right to Queens when I went to work and over the Verrazano Bridge and the what they call the BQE, and I saw that, and then I remember seeing that footage, but the footage was definitely not thousands. So I'm glad Giuliani said that, because in one sense he's saying, listen, for everyone who's saying there was no celebrating, that's not true, because there was, but it was pockets. It was not full-on thousands of people. He said, he gave examples. He said, we had one situation where a candy store owned by a Muslim family was celebrating that day right near a housing development, and that the kids in the housing development beat him up because they were furious, and that that was a true story. But Giuliani said the police commissioner, Bernard Kirk, and the rest of the city officials that were all over this expected more. He said, we expected more irrational acts of violence against people who appeared to be Islamic or Muslim, but that didn't really happen. He said there was yelling and screaming, and there were, you know, a few acts of violence, but not what we thought we might have. And he mentioned, if there had been thousands of people celebrating, I would have known that for sure, because I was briefed on every single thing that happened. But there were absolutely people that were celebrating. And I, as I said, and I'll say that again, I remember that. I was there. I remember seeing that. I remember it was maybe CNN, because CNN seemed to be the one that was on flooding everything with pictures and video, in other words, and I know they had little snippets of it, but it was still, again, small pockets, which still is wrong and horrible and wasn't good, because this was a horrific, unbelievable thing that happened that changed all of our lives, and especially, forget all of us who were alive, how about the people who were killed, and then all of the relatives and friends and others who knew them, children who were killed on the plane. I mean, there's just so many stories, which you can see when you go down to the memorial. You see the names, and then you get the real sense, if you weren't there, just how horrific that day was. So the idea of what Trump is saying, and everybody wants to throw in, this story just is just not going away. But Giuliani did say, hey, it's up to Trump to deal with it and show the evidence if it happened, because if he saw a video, there may be a record of it. So even Rudy Giuliani is not trying to you know, verbally beat him up for it. He's saying, yeah, the small things happened for sure. So people are saying that nothing happened. That's not true. But if there was something that I was unaware of, I don't think I think I would have known for sure, but maybe there's something else that's out there. Besides the comments that Trump made about the celebrations, the other thing that is being discussed a lot is, will Donald Trump really dump out of this debate that's coming up on the 15th? How many of you listening to me would be disappointed if Donald Trump dumped out of the debate? See, in one way, it's like a whole rubbernecking kind of situation with Trump. And listen, he may get the nomination. He knows that he is the drawing card. He knows that people, there are plenty of people that are fans of Trump's. They want to see him in this, and they want to see him in the debate. But does he push it all the way, throw all his chips in, and really tell CNN, give me the $5 million or I'm not in the debate? I think that is just a huge story to me, because of what the ramifications of that would be. Meaning somebody else would then be on the stage to take the number of people on the stage to push it up, right? And what would it do to the numbers? Is Trump so much of a drawing card that it would affect the amount of people that would watch it? What does it do to CNN? It puts Jeff Zucker, the president, on notice, if this really did happen, that he would make the decision, be one of the decision makers on whether or not they would actually pay him the check that he would turn over to Wounded Warrior. So it's a crazy scenario. If they did do that, it would be a wild precedent to set it. Ugh, it would be a wild precedent. And since we're sticking with Trump, because I jumped right into the campaign trail at the get-go of this show, you know, remember, it's all about the buzz in the backyard, so he's creating buzz the last couple of days. There is a new rage, a new pastime that's hit the United States, and maybe other places too. It's because of the emphasis on our brain and trying to be more creative and figuring out ways to rekindle our passions. You may know that there are adult coloring books. And when we say they're adult coloring books, they're for adults to color in. So, meaning they have like stained glass. They look like all different stained glass sizes and shapes that you could color. It's not a kid's comic book. It's a coloring book. It's a coloring book for adults. It's not a crude coloring book. It's just different things like traveling or monuments or whatever it is. So now, instead of coloring with your kids in the kiddie coloring book, you are relaxing your mind and coloring in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 30s, I don't know. But check this out. Donald Trump has a new coloring book that's coming out for adults. And it's got 50 different illustrations. And it has him in a Superman cape in one of them. It's called the Trump Coloring Book. And it puts his face on Mount Rushmore, playing Battleship with North Korean President Kim Jong-un, and several other interesting poses, we'll say. Would you buy that coloring book? Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
He held me in his arms. My baby rocked me back to sleep. Like he was strumming his guitar.
Here we are in America tonight. Hate the lady.
My baby's son to me.
Hanging out with you on the little show that could. Thanks for all your support. We appreciate all the emails. Each and every day they pour in, no matter what, even on holidays. And we have a huge mailbag segment coming up. A lot of new names cropped up this time around. So rest assured, if you send it to me, we will get to it. In fact, I got an email. I'm going to find this email. You know what it's like to search through my email? I don't know about the rest of you. And people say, well, you know, it's a sign of a good mind when you have a clean email box. But I don't necessarily agree with that, because then that's just clever ways. It's like when you have a secret hiding place, or, oh, if you put this item in this box and that here on this wall, and if you have everything in your life arranged, no offense to the Container Store, in containers, I personally think that it becomes sort of too neat, and you start to lose things, your secret hiding places. You know, all your notebooks, you forget which notebook you put what in. You might not have that problem. So anyway, I wanted to throw this email out at the top. We might have to ask Nathan Reeder to address this. But I got an email from a guy named Max a couple of days ago, and Max says, Kate Delaney, I love America Tonight's intro song. Do you know the name of the song? Where can I download or listen to the song? Thank you very much, Max. Then he says, P.S., what happened to Sam in Montreal? We live in the same city, and I am curious about his disappearance. You know, it's interesting that Max says that, because I think Sam has sent us a few emails. Because it seems as though there's two Sams that send emails, and one is very specific about, I'm not that Sam. And then we get another Sam email, and I've responded, but he hasn't said that he's the other Sam. So we apparently have a cycle of Sams going on. So the America Tonight intro song, I've heard it. I mean, of course I know the song, but I don't know who does the song. Do you, Nathan?
No, I don't. And, you know, the old outro song took me many, many months of working here before I accidentally heard it on the radio driving down. And I think that was a Fountains of Wayne song. But I don't know who does the intro.
I don't know either. Let's see if we can find out. You know, when you have an iPhone, and I have an iPhone,
What's that app called? I can't remember.
Yeah, there's an app where you play it, and then it'll tell you what the song is. I can't remember what the app is, but I have that. Yeah. So if worse comes to worse, I will do that. But I have heard the song as well. I was someplace in New Jersey with my family, and in fact, I think it was at a Wawa. And that came on, and it wasn't America Tonight. It was that song. It was the beginning part of that song. It's like, wow, that's the theme to America Tonight. So I thought that letter was interesting. Thanks, Max, for that. We promise we will figure. I'm saving your email. I'm going to figure out that mystery, and I'm going to answer that question because now it's bugging me now, frankly. So I will figure it out. All right, how about this? Here is a politician that. I'll tell you that my husband likes. And the reason I'm telling you this is because here is a person, this woman is a Democrat, but really she could almost be a Republican sort of light. And she agrees with a lot of Republicans, and she agrees with Democrats, and sometimes she doesn't agree with Democrats at all. So Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is clashing a ton with President Obama on national security. She doesn't care. She's not afraid. Hey, look, we're the same party. It doesn't matter. She's her own woman. I love a politician like this. Even if I don't agree with everything they say, I like the fact that she breaks from the pack. And she suggested on Tuesday that the president's decision to send American fighter jets on the Syrian-Turkish border to target Russian planes could lead to nuclear war with Vladimir Putin. Some people are talking about the potential of war, right? Let's hope not. And what you need to know about her is that she was a major in the Army National Guard in Hawaii, and she served in Iraq and Kuwait, and she's openly opposed President Obama on Syria, especially after the Paris attacks by the Islamic State that left 130 people dead and 368 people wounded. She's arguing that Assad should be left in power to help destroy ISIS, and she's in fact even introduced legislation to defund efforts by the U.S. to overthrow Assad. So she responded, you know, she's responding continuously. And what's interesting is she doesn't, again, if she has to go it alone, she's good with that. She's 34 years old, and I hope there are more politicians like this congresswoman that will not just go along to get along. I mean, she's opposing, you know, what the defense secretary, Ash Carter, is saying, and she told him so at the House Armed Services Committee. She said Russia's installation of their anti-aircraft missile defense system increases the possibility of whether it's intentional or even an accidental event where one side may shoot down the other side's plane. And that's where the potential is for this devastating nuclear war. And this is somebody who served. I'll say it again. She served in Iraq and Kuwait. And so she's got that military background, too, at her young age. And, you know, brilliance from Congresswoman Gabbard. Watch to see where she goes. What's interesting is, I just mentioned, you know, her opposing Ash Carter, talking to Ash Carter about this. Well, the nation's top general contradicted Obama before Congress on the status of the United States fight against the Islamic State, saying it's not contained. Because when we've heard that, General Joe Dunford, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told the House Armed Services Committee that very thing, saying that ISIS has been contained tactically in certain areas, but strategically they've spread since 2010. That they've spread. Dunford said more than 40% of ISIS's oil revenue has been affected by the strikes, though. He said, you know, listen, the strikes are having an effect. But he is also saying you have to be cautious about this because there's so much more that's happening here. And we have not contained ISIS. We have not contained ISIS. Remember, it was about 2 weeks ago the president said he didn't think they were gaining strength. And from the start, the goal, this was the president saying, has been to contain, and we have contained them. They have not gained ground in Iraq. Well, he's saying that's not true. We have not contained them. He didn't say that's not true, but he's saying we have not contained them. And he says in Syria, they'll come in and they'll leave. So it's that tactical thing, which is a big difference. So it's great that the oil revenue has been hit and the money's been attacked, but this is far, far from over. I mean, there's like an acknowledgement in the Pentagon that, listen, if you want to fight ISIS and you want to have success, this is what's being whispered in the Pentagon, now shouted, that you can't fight ISIS without some U.S. ground presence. Would you be on board with some boots on the ground? Not boots on the ground to advise, to engage. You know, there was a deployment of 50 special op forces to work with the anti-ISIS fighters in Syria and help get intelligence and identify targets and all that. But that's not boots on the ground. They're not supposed to engage. They're not supposed to engage. Just train and advise. Train and advise. What if there were troops that were there that had the ability to conduct raids across the border in northern Syria? What kind of a difference would that make? And I predict this is probably where it ends up. If you're really going to try to eliminate ISIS as much as possible, I would agree with what's happening at the Pentagon, what they're saying. You'd have to have somebody on the ground. Not a huge number, but at least a percentage. Mailbag, up next here on America Tonight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Close your eyes and listen to your healing heart. Take my hand and let the funny game start. Walk with me, don't take me for a ride. I'm nothing to hide. Follow me into a world of shattered dreams. But understand it.
Once again, I say this every single show, and I'm so proud of this fact. I can't help it because I'm proud of all of you for emailing me. And if you're listening to the first time and you hear something that you think is awesome or something you could add to the conversation, whatever it might be, or you have a suggestion on a guest or something that's happening in your area that you want to shine a light on, send me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Just like that, my ode to James Gandolfini. Remember him in The Sopranos? Never mind. All right, on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one is from Max. Kate, I haven't emailed you in a couple of weeks, but I was listening the other night, and I have to say I got a big chuckle out of Dan. I like it when Dan shows his softer side. Sometimes he gets on and he's rants on the same thing about Obama. Yeah, we get it. You don't like Obama. And I love it when you say he'll never be impeached because he's been singing that tune for a couple of years. But I think I like the dude because, as I said, he shows a softer side, and I love when he tells you a joke and your reaction to it, and also when he goes through what he ate so late at night. I think it's really, really awesome. So I have to think, as I'll repeat again, that some of your listeners are pretty awesome people. You should have a listeners meetup. Yeah, and what state would that be? This is a national show. We could go to Spokane, we could go to Sarasota, we could go to Ottumwa, we could go to New Jersey. There's a lot of places that that certainly we could go. What a fun idea. What would be fun is if we did the on the road thing, raised enough money and got a bus and did a little bus tour, and then you could all come by, and that would be really cool. That is on my so-called bucket list, radio bucket list anyway. So we'll see. Thanks for that, Max, and I'm sure Dan, if he hears it, he'll think it's pretty funny too. All right, let's move on to Phil. Phil, Kate, I am watching what's happening in Paris, and it is very sad when you see the leaders of other countries that are out at that nightclub and paying respects and laying flowers and lighting candles and just taking that moment of silence. But it emphasizes the timing of everything, doesn't it? So here's this climate summit that the UN's put on just weeks after this terrorist event. And I happened to be watching the nightly news, and I saw that the streets in Paris, most of them anyway, anywhere where any of these leaders were going to be, were closed down to traffic. No traffic whatsoever. Probably a smart move, huh? Well, yeah, because of what happened. There was going to be tight security anyway, but then they had to make it that much tighter. How could you possibly risk exposing the Obama or any of the leaders to the potential of an attack, of course? And there's no 100%, but keeping people off the streets is one sure way to do that, not to have traffic, and especially in those small Paris streets, it completely makes sense. All right, here's another one. This one is from, I'm just having a hard time reading this. This one is from Jake in Austin. Kate, long time no talk. I was out in the mountains for a couple of weeks, and I actually detached myself from all communication. I wanted to tell your listeners it's a great thing to do. If you're an entrepreneur, if you run a small business, or whatever it is that you do in life in general, how many of us are over-connected, constantly looking at our phone, going to lunch, having our eye on what's coming up on the screen? I am so tired of doing that myself and seeing my friends do it, because remember, I'm in that millennial generation that people love to attack. While I think tech is totally rad and I am a tech person, it was wild to unplug. The first couple of days it felt almost uncomfortable, and then it felt awesome. I could care less what emails were coming in, what was happening. I figured if somebody wanted me badly enough for a job, they would get a hold of me, and sure enough, when I came back, there was plenty of things to be done, so I didn't lose out. Just a good reminder that over the holiday season, maybe you want to unplug. It is hard to do because we're walking around with mini computers on the iPhones, which it is great because there are many pluses. You know, there's the pros and the cons, but the con is the constant looking at the phone. And I noticed this the other day. I had lunch with a couple of people, and at the table, you had two people who purposely, you could tell, I mean, they purposely had a phone away. Then you had two people who were constantly checking their phone. So they're in the conversation, and then you could see they wanted desperately to reach over for that phone. And then they look at the phone, and then the phone would go off, and then they say, oh, no, I'll take that call later. And you think, what did we do, Jake, to Jake's point, probably when he was a mere babe, what did we do when we didn't have cell phones? Well, what did we do when we didn't have cell phones? What did we do when we didn't have phones that were computers? They're two different things. Because then when you first had the crude cell phone, you could make those calls. But, you know, and it still wasn't as obtrusive as now we have these mini computers. And it was different because you had an answering machine. I can remember when I first got out of school, my first apartment, hooking up the answering machine. Oh, and did you do this where you re-record your voice a million times because you step over something? Hey, I'm not here right now. I could be blah, 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 whatever you said. And then you just came home and you checked your messages, and that was it. So if you were off, if you had to sit and wait by phone, you'd wait by the phone, but you weren't out with people consciously being in the conversation for 2 seconds and then looking around. And it is annoying. It happens all the time. And I do my best to not do that because I agree with what Jake said. If somebody's trying to get a hold of you, they're trying to send you an email, they're sending you a call, unless it's an emergency, like you're picking someone up, something's happened, that's a whole different thing. But on a normal day-to-day basis, you can't tell me you can't take an hour and a half or however long and just be with the people in the room that you set up the meeting with, to hang out with. It's craziness. All right, off the lecture circuit and back on to the to the emails. This one from Bernie D. And Bernie D. says, Kate, I hear you constantly asking what do we think is going to happen with Donald Trump and is he going to be there in the end? I do think people are going to vote for him in some of these primaries, but it is an interesting question. The more you ask it, the more it makes me think. I understand why she's asking that. Because if it's not Donald Trump and a different kind of voter goes to the polls, even if they say, oh, I like what he's saying, but they decide, hey, how could we have Donald Trump as the president? Who do they vote for? Who is it they're going to vote for? Is it Marco Rubio? Is it Ted Cruz? Is it even Rand Paul, who's not showing up? Is it Ben Carson? Who is going to get those votes? Yeah. There's no, in the polls, it shows, you know, some of the polls you see Rubio going up, or Jeb Bush is like in the middle of the pack. The even money, or the better than even money, of the Republican Party, the machine, constantly when I'm banging down that door, and of course that's they won't come on the air and say it, but it's Jeb Bush, it's Jeb Bush, it's Jeb Bush. A little bit I've heard Marco Rubio. So does Trump do what he's done all along? Does he shock a few people by shaking it up and actually winning the primaries? Hey, all's fair in love and politics, or all something like that. All's fair in politics, hardly. But what whoever the voters pick in the primaries, you know, that's the deal. So if it's Trump, it's Trump, and he is the wild card, and this is why the Republican Party doesn't really like it. Do they like the attention? Do they like people watching the debates? Do even if there's attack problems and whatever? Absolutely. But not that he's the guy. If it were closer in the polls, there were people, there's other politicians who are running, if they were closer to him, the Rubios, the Jeb Bushes, they'd feel much more comfortable, absolutely. But let's see what the primaries yield. That's why you're starting to hear party people like John Sununu and others come out and say, well, you got to be serious about who now we're, you know, now this is the return season, as I call it, so or result season. So once you go to the polls, once you go to the polls for yourself for the primaries, well, this is a whole different thing, right? All right, let's go to this from Connie, who says, Kate, loved the show, just started listening a few weeks ago. I like the fact that you bounce around. I heard you mention that the other night, almost apologizing for bouncing around. You don't have to apologize, sister. I think it's much more interesting than to hear the same old crap. I don't know how to say it. That's a word I've heard you use occasionally on the air. So if that works, I say go for it. I think it does. I want to hear other things that are happening or other stories, I guess is the way to say that, that are happening in the world. And you are my news source. So I think it's great when you throw in some of the funny stuff and you talk about what's happening in our backyards. Because not everything in our backyard is about politics, even though sometimes it really, really feels like it, doesn't it? It does feel like it. Although I have, in my personal world, I have friends who just purposely avoid talking about politics because it turns into a massive argument. With just female friends, it turns into a massive argument. And with the mixed company, it gets that way a little bit, too. So as you can see, I have friends all over across the board, and even in sports. So I say politics is like sports, but it's been this way for a while. It's the us's and the them's, it's my team and your team, yeah. And you know what they say about politics and religion when you are at a table and you start talking about it, because you depending on the table, you never know what you're going to get out of it. That's for sure. I don't know how I veered onto that, but anyway, absolutely. Hey, thanks so much for all the emails. Keep them coming. Very easy, as I said at the top of this, if you've never heard the show before and you have something you want to say, say it, say it. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. It's all about opinions, baby. That's what this show is about, and it's for you. AmericaTonight.net.
Since I left the cards, it hasn't felt like summer at all. Pearl Jam on the radio. Never thought that listening could be so.
The following is an
an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed it is, my friends. One of my favorite things that we do on the show, besides, of course, check the mail and invite Nathan in for fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo, and a few other curveballs we throw along the way. The NFL is winding down. I shouldn't say it's winding down because we still have many games left, but we're more than halfway through the season, and the playoffs are coming up, too, as well. So we'll go through all of that, and then a big Super Bowl extravaganza. Your chance to win a computer, flat out, that's what you will get. You will win a computer. We have a couple of different ways to win one on this show, and this is the best way to win it. So all you have to do is, once we announce what the game of the week is, and our computer will do that, we'll pick it. Once we announce what the game of the week is, call this number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, and you will be entered into this week's version of Nail the Score. Now, we understand the gremlins have gotten to our website, so the website is down. You won't be able to go to the website. I'm going to give you a different address instead. You can go to Delaney Media Group at Live to media, Delaney Media Group at live.com. Easy to remember, right? Easy. My last name, Delaney Media Group at live.com. And you can send us an email that way. And So you'll be locked and loaded, so to speak, as long as you get it in at the top of the hour or jingle the numbers. If you're up and you're listening, jump on the phone lines. It's down and dirty. Just give us a guess. 855-266-5283. All right, Nathan, let the computer roll. Ooh, how about this one? The Bengals and the Browns. The Browns, 2-9, hosting the Bengals, who are 9-2. It's the tale of two different teams in one state, Ohio. And, boy, the fans in Cleveland are furious with what's been happening there. Johnny Manziel on the outs. But the most important thing is that this is the nail-the-score game. All of that doesn't matter. All you have to do is tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. So I'm going to jump to the phone lines. I'm going to walk over to the phone lines. Just visualize that. And we're going to go to Sharon in Portland, Maine. Sharon is awesome. She always sends us an email. So, in fact, believe it or not, because the website was up when I went on the air, she was the first one to jump in and call Nathan and say, the website's down. Sharon, thanks for calling us.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I'm great. So you're going to give us a guess. Who do you like? Do you like Cleveland or Cincinnati? And what do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to go with Cincinnati, although I was rooting for Bengals the Browns the other night. But they lost it.
They did.
I'm going to go Cincinnati over Browns by 31-24.
31-24. And Sharon, thanks for listening. Woohoo! And thanks for calling and alerting us, okay?
Oh, you're welcome. I've been trying for the last half hour to get through, just get the email site up, and it was down. I was like, oh my gosh, I got a call.
Yep, thank you. We appreciate it. And we love the fact that you're with us and you're part of the crew. And now everybody got to hear your voice. And good luck with Nail the Score. There she is in Maine. Beautiful place right now. This time of year is perfect time to go to Maine. Okay, again, the game is Cincinnati at Cleveland. Remember, it could be a trap game because Cleveland has just been getting pounded. Who's to say they don't have the breakout game and win? But it doesn't matter. It's what you think. Throw out the numbers. 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, babe.
Hello.
And people were talking about me, according to Nathan, and he won't tell me what they were saying.
Yes, somebody in the mailbag, somebody wrote a note and said how much they didn't agree with your opinions always, but they loved your softer side, and they thought it was so great when you would call and tell me what you had to eat, and that your jokes were really funny. I thought that was cool, that the observation. I mean, I love that they said, I love his softer side. That's what they said.
Oh, well, that's good.
It is good.
I think the score will be 24-17 in favor of the Bengals.
All right, so Bengals, 24-17. Suffice to say, Dan, I think everybody's going to pick the Bengals, but my crystal ball has been so off. I'm either clearing the decks and just guessing almost every single game, or I'm just horrible. 855-266-5283, or I know there are people listening to me that always email the show, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. You can send your email guess there, and I promise we'll get it, Cincinnati or Cleveland. And what do you think the final score is going to be? Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Is it okay to come out?
Is it okay to come out? Oh, those are very choice words these days.
I'm going to stick my head out of the bunker and say 28-19, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, 28-19. Pete is going to go back into his foxhole. Hey, Pete, thanks. 855-266-5283, or Delaney Media Group, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. Let's go to Nathan, because he is such a football freak. I'm sure he's got a great guess for us. What do you think, Nathan?
Well, I definitely get called a freak. That's true. I'm gonna go with the Bengals on top, 28-12. We'll make it weird.
Ooh, 28-12.
Really unfortunate.
All right, 28-12. Duly noted. I've got you down. So I'm gonna make a guess here. Oh, bleh. Let's see. I almost want to be a contrarian and pick the Browns, but my smarts kick in and say this isn't the one to be a contrarian on. I'm going to say that the Bengals win this. I mean, look, Andy Dalton's been too good. He has too many weapons, and against the Browns, whew. In almost every category, they're just getting shellacked right and left. And even in the closer games that they've had, you know, you'd have to go and unbury those statistics, and not very good. And the Browns just have that, it's weird to say, they have the art of bad luck on their side. Like, remember they opened the season and the Jets ripped them. They beat them by 20-some points. And the losses that they had that were close, they lost to the Raiders by a touchdown. They lost to the Chargers by a couple of points. They lost to the Ravens by a couple of points. They got shellacked by the Steelers. And see, that's the thing. The Bengals are a much better team. And they've already lost in Cincinnati, and that game was 31-10. So I'm going to say, based on that, I'm going to say it's going to be 31-10 again, and it's going to be the Bengals on the road beating Cleveland. I mean, the stats are ugly. And like I said, you know, it's analysis, paralysis by analysis, so none of this necessarily matters. But for grins, I'll just show you, like, rushing yards, they're tied for 31st, not even hitting 75. You know, for points, they're averaging like 19 points if they can even get there, so that's like 28th. Now, Josh McCown, he's kind of an enigma. He's been around for 12 years, and sometimes he looks great, and sometimes he looks unglued. But defense is the deal, and the offensive line, so I'm going to say that, I'm going to say that it's going to be an interesting day for McCown. It's been tough for McCown because really they're saying that he's out for the season too, and they're also talking about Austin Davis. Austin who? Austin Davis. Again, if you send me something to Delaney Media Group at live.com, never fear, I promise we will get it in the books. Good luck to everyone. Wouldn't it be great to win a computer for Christmas? Oh, nail the score. We'll be back next week again with another one, and we'll let everybody know who won on our Sunday show. So stay tuned.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV.